Some are born green and others just have it thrust upon them. We hadn't intended this to be a green holiday. I usually drive down here to Miramar in the south of France, taking lots of diversions while Mrs. K goes by train. At this time, I just couldn't face the 1,000-mile-old journey. So we thought we'd come down by train and use the impressive air-conditioned bus services to get around, as we sometimes have in the past. But that was August, and this is June. It's off-season. There are no direct bus links at all to Cannes, 12 kilometres away, which is a hub from which buses and trains go down the coast or into the interior, and only two or three bus journeys to the nearest small town Tayul, one of which arrives shortly after the shop closes. Thanks. And no, we're not going to hire a car, so that means going hyperlocal and a bit of a reversal of roles. I walk every day the 3 miles to Tayul, no big deal, I do that in London every day, and that's for the day's provisions. I buy the Guardian, have a jus d'orange, which Madame understands my language after a day or two, settle down to half an hour's creative work using my holiday treat, a super light Asus laptop, which fits almost weightlessly into my bag over my shoulder. Walking soon becomes part of the holiday. Our apartment, with its shared pool, resides snugly between the sea in front and the unending miles of the Estoril mountain range behind. There are several tracks to Tayul, one along the sea edge, and some inland, all of them lined with wild flowers, some of them like curry plant and jasmine, perfuming the journey, accompanied by often by lemon green butterflies. It's wonderful. Why, we say, do we come here in the suffocating, flowerless heat of August, when we can have a place to ourselves in June? Walking soon becomes a real joy. Our bus holiday is reminding us of an important truth. You can get just as much pleasure from exploring a small area intensively as you can by having a frantic car journey going from place to place, stopping long enough to pick up a postcard. The simple pleasures of life, walking, talking, reading, swimming, writing, and yes, eating, can make a really great holiday. Of course, getting away from it isn't all of the story. I do have my digital hour, 6:30, slipping down to a nearby hotel for a Kia, using its free Wi-Fi to catch up with what's happening in the unreal world of Twittering and everything else. And there's also, of course, a small matter of my 6 or so digital devices, which I have to power up every day, but don't go there. Let's not spoil the wonder of what is for us a green holiday.